It's been about 13 weeks of planning, tears, tantrums and tiaras in the Ignite 100 loft, but here we are in the Tyneside Cinema for the demo day for the Ignite 100 startup teams. We're here with Director and Program Manager of Ignite 100, Paul Smith. Paul, we're here now. What are your impressions as we approach the pitches?
I'm very excited. It's always the same. You start with a lot of apprehension about what the teams are possible of. You hope you've picked the best teams out of... We had 150 teams apply for this program. So you're always hopeful you've picked the right ones. You appreciate you might have missed one or two. But you start and you wonder what you're going to end up with at this point 13 weeks later. And it's always nervous. But having just seen the teams pitching in rehearsals with the backing dancers, they are amazing. We have some teams in there that have the potential to change the world. And that's really exciting.
You've got 9 teams pitching today, broad range of teams. Are there any particular sort of tips that you'd give to anyone coming through this position to get to the same spot?
I think teams have to do so much on a program, and for a lot of them, there's not only been able to just grow a thicker skin and take criticism from mentors, which is really tough if you've never taken it before, but things like learning to speak in public, and that's what you've got to do. We're going to put them in front of 100 strangers today, and that, for most of those people on that stage, that is a completely new experience. So we look at how we can help them best with that. So we bring in a professional coach. He's actually an actor from Broadway and TV, who helps them with confidence and delivery and presentation. So when you get to this stage, it's all about trying to have fun, and that's a very easy thing to say when you're not up there. I am up there, but speaking from a point of view, I'm not pitching for the future of a company. All you can do is have fun and enjoy it and find, again, that passion for your company. And if that comes out, people are more likely to invest. They'd rather invest in someone who's passionate about a startup than someone who can memorize lines at this point.
You're pitching a startup to a group of what is interested business people, investors. What's the most important thing to bear in mind?
With this, I think there's a pattern to pitch decks when you take to the stage, and it's very important to talk about the pain that people have and how your startup is solving it, and that's well known. I think a few teams get lost in that, though. I think just a few teams confuse what they like to see in a presentation with actually what's just clear English and being able to explain a problem properly and a solution clearly. And a lot of teams don't do that. And that's a skill in itself. And again, we've been working with these teams for 3 or 4 weeks to make sure we can get to the heart of that. And they may understand it and they may know it, but it doesn't necessarily mean that they can explain it adequately to someone who doesn't know their business. So it's communication. We're just trying to make sure that they can tell as clearly as possible what their story is and how they're going to help people.
And beyond the public speaking element, the presentation element today, what comes next for these teams?
Well, for these teams, we go down to London next Tuesday, so we're pitching again to a room full of people to do this all over again. After that, most of these teams are likely to receive follow-on funding from Ignite 100, from our investors, so they can hit the ground running, so they can start building business, growing teams, growing traction. And a lot of these teams are already making money. I think compared to last year, we've got a lot more mature teams and also a lot more mature ideas, and that's really helpful for us in terms of finding ways to push them forward. So with some money, hopefully investment from Ignite, we can push them into the real world and we can find out how they get on.
This is your second year as Director and Program Manager at Ignite 100. I mean, finally, how do you think the program has evolved and what potential is there for the future?
I think programs like this always evolve. We started in a similar place to where Techstars and the like started, a very modular way of doing mentoring and then build and then presentation. But I think we've certainly amended that over the last year. We learned a lot from last year doing this. I'd mentored programs before. I'd never ran one before. And certainly with a year under my belt, I've been able to change the program significantly so it works better for all involved. Being able to break up work so people get sprints, they get inspiration, ideas and criticism, but then they can do something about it instead of then taking another 2-3 weeks of mentors telling them how terrible the idea is when they already know, but they haven't got time to build anything and change it. So we've changed the program a lot, and I think it's fundamentally very different to where we started out last year. I think we can make changes again, and hopefully with support, the program will go ahead again next year, and if it does, then we'll make changes again. I think we can make some really significant changes that are of real benefit to the teams and to us.
Well, thank you very much, Paul.
Thank you.